Scientists have been taking water samples from the rivers and canals between electric barriers 25 miles southwest of Chicago and Lake Michigan. The researchers say they found about 30 positive samples of Asian carp DNA during the last week of September. Some of the samples were within about 8 miles of Lake Michigan. University of Notre Dame biologist David Lodge says the carp may be there as well, but he says that isn't certain.
The water flows, and we're measuring DNA from particulate matter that's in the water. So the location where a particle with carp DNA is picked up will have some relationship to where carp are, but it's not necessarily exactly where the carp are.
Lodge also says it isn't clear how long the DNA has been in the waterways. The scientists and agency officials say they don't know how the carp got beyond the barriers and say they didn't put the newer barrier on higher voltage until there was evidence the carp were just a few miles away. John Rogner of the Illinois DNR says options now include trying to find some carp by shocking the water or dumping in poison.
If we actually collect Asian carp and confirm their presence, then we would have to think about broader measures to keep them out of the Great Lakes. We are committed to do everything possible to keep them from getting into the Great Lakes.
Conservation groups have called for immediate closure of all Illinois gateways and locks leading to Lake Michigan. The groups say it's a last-ditch attempt to keep the destructive Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.